Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. This week I'm going to address disturbing actions being taken by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and their handling of new drugs for Alzheimer's. When the FDA approves a drug, Medicare always covers the cost for these drugs for those they insure. But not anymore. Just 6 months after the FDA approved the new Alzheimer's drug, aducanumab, the first new Alzheimer's treatment in 18 years and the first in a promising line of treatments, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the CMS, blocked access to this drug for most early-stage Alzheimer's patients and those with mild cognitive impairment. Aducanumab is a monoclonal antibody that targets amyloid plaques in the brain. Scientists believe amyloid plaques and tau tangles are the two molecules responsible for brain damage associated with Alzheimer's disease. Therefore, any drug that can eliminate or limit amyloid plaque development is a major advancement. The CMS's draft decision restricts coverage of this new drug and would restrict any future FDA-approved drugs in this class. The only Medicare patients that would be covered for these drugs would be Medicare patients in monitored clinical trials. Pretty tough for those living in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. Now, first you might think, well, this makes sense. These are new drugs and continued testing is necessary. And continued trials are fine. But what doesn't make any sense at all is this is the first drug approved by the FDA that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is refusing to cover. And this not only impacts those on Medicare. Private insurers are waiting to see what Medicare decides. If Medicare won't cover these costs outside of the trials, then private insurers won't either. If the CMS's decision is allowed to stand, well, it will stand for probably 10 years. People with dementia and Alzheimer's cannot wait. Early onset dementia and Alzheimer's for those 30 to 64 years of age has increased by 200% between 2013 and 2017. The average age of a person living with early onset is now 49 years old, with 58% being women. By 2023, 1 in 6 baby boomers will be diagnosed with Alzheimer's. We're living in a life-saving race. The North Coast will be impacted. More than 3,000 people in Humboldt and Del Norte counties are living with Alzheimer's. To help locally, attend the Alzheimer's Association volunteer kickoff on Wednesday, March 9th at 5:30 p.m. on Zoom. You can find the registration link by Googling Humboldt Walk to End Alzheimer's. I'm Marty Coelho for Community Comment. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, their decision is being reviewed in April. Immediately contact your congressional representatives. People living with Alzheimer's and their doctors should be able to decide if an FDA-approved treatment is right for them, and this should be covered by Medicare. Period.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.